Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a very special online ceremony for winter solstice. Welcome. There are two parts to this ceremony. The first, a preparation on the eve of the winter solstice, and the second part, a continuation of deep sacred work and the completion of the full ceremonial process on the day of the solstice. Or whenever you feel to listen. You may wish to sleep between parts 1 and 2, especially those of you who are tuning in on the eve. Sleep will be deeply restorative and will help you to prepare yourself for what's to come. Whilst asleep, you can easily allow the guiding energies to work their magic with you and through you on all levels. This is a very powerful time, and so be gently guided to relax and allow. If, however, you are listening to the replay and feel you wish to continue on and complete the full ceremony all in one go, then that's okay too. Though do check in with yourself and see what intuitively feels right for you at this time. This timely ceremony will help you get ready for the next important phase of your life here on this, our beloved planet, helping you to see more clearly, feel and know truth, and simply bring you into a deeper and more cohesive place within yourself and the world. You are changing. It's impossible not to continually change. You are creativity expressing itself uniquely every day. And this day, the eve of the winter solstice, a new, more cohesive, creative power is working with us all, supporting us to come together as one and work together in unity as a network of light through sacred ceremonial practice. Regardless of whether or not you have been called into ceremony before, you will intuitively know that you are in exactly the right place, at exactly the right time, here and now. You are guided and will continue to be guided every step of the way. This guidance has been with you on your ever-evolving journey into you, and you have always been supported, whether you have known this or not. There has always been a guiding network of light all around you, calling you home. This network of light is powerful, purposeful, and calls you into position here and now. There's no other moment than the moment you find yourself in. So let go into this moment and trust all to be exactly as it needs to be to support you on this sacred journey into greater authenticity, into greater embodiment of the truth of who you are, into greater light. You are here to embody the greatest truth and to shine your magnificent light. You are both the sacred path and the one who must walk the path. And you are finding a place of cohesion where all the various parts of you come into this sacred space and honour the path you are on, the path of the awakened. You're here to acknowledge the power you have and to see where you've lost power, so as to make the necessary changes required to bring you into full power. This ceremony of light is a call to be present, to accept the truth of who you are, and to see the truth in others, and to live at one with all. There's nothing you need to do right now. Nowhere else you need to be. This is a call to the very heart of you, to the very heart of all creation. This is a call to take your place and know that you are part of this network of light, not just now, but always. Take a moment to breathe. To breathe and allow that breath to soften you. Let the breath be the anchor which brings you fully into your body. Helps you to see that you're more than just your breath, and that indeed your breath is your connection to all. Simply breathe. Breathe in the moment. And allow the breath to gently help you to release any tension. Relaxing and letting go. With every breath, you are relaxing more deeply, softening and allowing what will be to simply be. You're allowing the breath to move through you, aligning you with the sacredness of the breath. As we honour the breath, we all share as one, here and now. You are the breath and you breathe the breath. You are both the breath softening you and the softness of the breath being breathed into you. You are breathing and being breathed. All is one. All is breath. All is allowing. All is flowing. Open and receive the sacredness of this breath into your lungs, into your heart, and into every cell of your beautiful self. Your heart's energy field is so powerful, connecting you to each and every heart here and now. There's no separation when working together as one. We breathe together. Our hearts beat together. We are unified in a field of infinite presence. We are the embodiment of something far greater than our individual self. As we connect heart to heart with others and breathe as one. Power we have is in the connection we have to each other. And it's through this great network of light that great work can be done and is done. As we weave together, so we bring into being that which we collectively wish to create. And so it's through this sacred ceremony that we come together in light and energetically weave our magical new earth into being. Power you have is in being in tune with the vibration of truth and recognizing where truth is and where truth is not. This simple observation helps shape collective reality as all which is witnessed from a heart-centered collective perspective increases its potential for grounding itself in physical reality. We are on the precipice of a great awakening of human consciousness, and every thought and every feeling can make a difference. But the collective anchoring of the truth at the heart of our sacred journey here on earth will call conscious creators of the highest vibration to harmonize their collective vision and support truth into being. You are called. You are called to the heart of you. You are called to acknowledge the power in you. And you are called to walk the sacred path of love, unity, truth, and service to a much higher call. You're called to experience the power you have and the power you wish to know more fully. The great galactic power of creativity at the heart of our galactic encounter as the Earth's ascension process takes another energetic leap forward. Your power, your light, your love, your compassion, it's all required. And you've been working to harness the higher octaves of this for some time. Breathe. Allow the breath to transport you deep within. If you haven't done so already, then this is the time to close your eyes and gently rest. Just gently rest. The light is fading. The day is drawing to a close. There's a faint whisper on the breeze, and you feel called to wander amongst the trees. Tall trees, giant trees, ancient beings, magnificent in their presence. You look up to see their branches disappearing into the evening sky. Dusk is falling fast, but you feel you must wander further, as if something's calling you. The trees, perhaps, or something more. You light a lantern, asking that its flame will keep you company as you wander into the early evening shadows. Unafraid, undeterred, you tingle, sensing there's more than just the light from the flame keeping you company. The ancient trees and the feeling that ancestors are walking with you fills your heart with joy. A sacred pilgrimage or a quest for deeper wisdom, perhaps. In the quietness of this place, as nature prepares for sleep, you can hear the sound of your own steady heartbeat. It seems loud in the stillness of the evening, like the sound of a drum gently beating in the center of your chest. As you walk, you realize that it isn't just your own heart which you can hear beating, but there is actually the distant sound of drumming, echoing on the evening breeze. Your heart jumps with excitement and intrigue and jumps into cohesive rhythm with the sound of the other drums, which are getting louder as you draw nearer. You seem to know, though you're not quite sure how you know, but you seem to know that you're heading towards a sacred stone site. Perhaps your ancestors have been there before and are showing you the way, Or perhaps the stars, which are starting to appear in the evening sky, are guiding you. Or maybe you're just following your heart and the beat of the drums. As you emerge from the trees, you see you're not alone. Others are beginning to gather. You see their lanterns, their lights coming out of the shadows, and you feel as if you know them. You recognize them. You ponder for a moment if in fact you'd already arranged this. You'd agreed to meet here at this special time. The tall, magnificent trees seem to envelop and perfectly hold a spacious clearing in this woodland where standing stones of all shapes and sizes reside. The place seems to be buzzing with what can only be described as an electric-like energy. You can almost see it. You can definitely feel it. You know intuitively it's special. You sense it deep in your bones. It's supercharged, pulsing and alive. You've seen sacred sites, perhaps even visited them in the past. But this is like nothing you've ever experienced before. This space seems to be home to every sacred site there has ever been. As if all the sacred land is here in one place. Perhaps just for one night. It's as if by magic, the stones from everywhere across the land, throughout the world, are all here. All the stones. From our beloved planet, from all sacred sites, throughout all history, gathered here in one spacious place? Or is it that this magical network of light encompasses all sacred stones throughout all time, here and now? You seem to care not which of these perspectives makes sense. Or whether anything makes sense. You feel in your heart of hearts that you have been magically transported, along with many others, into the sacred space of this most incredible sacred stone site. And the rocks, these magnificent beings, are glowing, luminous, welcoming you. Ready to take you on a journey into a deeper, more powerful connection to the land, to yourself, maybe to the stars. Their luminosity seems to travel like tunneling vortices, both upwards to the stars and down, down deep into the earth. Your heart seems to transmit a message of gratitude to each and every one of these huge stones, as if you could just dance from one to another and hug each individually in a simple moment of presence. You feel the same about everyone else here. It's as if your heart dances in unison, receiving the first powerful activation of the ceremony. Light-coded information coming to you, allowing you to open more fully, to receive further activations as and when required, bringing in more light. creating more space, bringing you more easily to the very heart of you. One of these luminous stones calls just to you. You sense its connection to you and know that you are being invited into a closer, deeper relationship with it. You connect in whatever way feels right to you. As you make your connection, you are transported through the vortexing column or tunnel of light, transporting you to the very heart of the earth. This huge rock acts as a teleportation device, anchoring you to the earth and supporting you to travel easily down through the rocks, through the rocks below and on to the very heart of the earth, to the sacred heart of our great Mother Gaia. The spirit of the earth, the great heart center of this crystalline matrix and the heart of all we create in unity as we embody the richness offered here on our beloved planet. Tuning into this now. Breathe. At the heart of the earth, you find yourself holding the most precious, beautiful, sparkling, small, precious gemstone, a diamond, more beautiful than anything you've ever imagined. Steadily, it starts to grow in the palm of your hand until it's the size of your heart, and you intuitively know to hold it close next to your beating heart. Its energy is so beautiful, like nothing you've sensed before. And you receive it, receive this energy easily and deeply into you, as if a sacred blessing from the earth herself is offered here and now. Unique to you, unique to this moment, unique to this time, to this sacred ceremony. As you receive this beautiful blessing, you give thanks for all you receive from the earth. You begin to notice that the cavern you've been transported into within the earth, it's actually a sparkling crystal cave. It's actually like being inside a diamond, or perhaps inside a cave which is inside a diamond. It glistens all around you. It's such an interesting perspective. It's like the most beautiful place you've ever seen. Transported within. Looking around. And sensing with intrigue how this and more could even be possible. You hold the diamond in your hand, even closer to your chest, as if to press it into your own heart and you feel your heart open to receive it ever more deeply. And you close your eyes, as if the sparkling light is just too much. Perhaps you need to rest your gaze. Though even with your eyes closed, you can still see yourself inside the sparkling diamond cave, holding a sparkling diamond next to your heart. Or perhaps now it's even inside your heart. And you're inside it, and it's inside you. So intriguing. And your heart and the diamond seem to be communicating, sharing a transmission of some new awakening codes, something unique, powerful, never before heard, seen, sensed, or experienced. You are here. In the heart of the earth, in sacred ceremony on the eve of the winter solstice, preparing, getting ready for the sun to rise in the morning. And you have been transported to be gently held within the crystalline structures of the new earth, the new earth grid. Holding you, the diamond heart of our beloved planet, holding you as she ascends. You are called to be part of the great awakening of human consciousness. And as you rest this night, so a deep repatterning of old data will occur, and a recoding of information will take place. You can receive this now. And as you wake to a new dawn, and as the sun rises, you will celebrate your sacred connection to all. You are ready to receive the guidance of a new awakened level, which is coded within you in readiness for this time. You are guided here, here and now, to receive this unique activation sequence which unlocks the codes within you, codes unique to you on your awakening journey. The sacred heart of all creation is calling you into position to align purposefully within this great matrix, this network of light across the globe, calling you to bring in a unified, cohesive vision for the awakening of a new earth. It's coded into your starseed self, and this information is becoming activated. You are receiving a diamond light code activation. And whilst you rest, and whilst you rest and sleep purposefully in this diamond heart creation, which brings the heart of humanity home to itself, awakens the power we have to walk as one with our fellow human beings, and crystallize a new way of being, which knows in truth that we are all one. Rest. Rest and allow this activation to occur with grace and with ease. Rest and know you are here, here and now, called into superposition, in readiness for a bigger activation of creative presence through which a new, more coherent system of insight and intelligence can weave its creative power and support the evolution of human consciousness so that each person knows exactly what it means to be one with all. Sleep. You are resting in the heart of our sacred and beloved earth. Feel her embrace. Surrender into the moment. Sleep. You are part of the crystallization of the embodiment of a new heart frequency. You are awakening. And so as you do, so you will see, sense and know more clearly. And you will allow what will be to be. And you will know that you are here to share the collective message of oneness with all, to the very heart of everything, so all can come into alignment and serve as one together. Rest. Sleep. Rest. And sleep. And so it is. And so it is.
Thank you.